Beautiful. Thank you, Andrew, and thank you, panelists. Before we go into the second round, I'd like to congratulate Richard Wilson and his team on their 10th anniversary. Congratulations. Improvement every year, and really, it's deserved. Great team, great leadership, and I see how Charlie now is becoming the star, Richard, so be careful. My purpose of giving you equitable time is the first round to introduce yourself, let everyone know about the structure of your company, what you do. Andrew did it the other way around, so at the second round, Andrew is going to tell us why should we invest with you, how long have you been in business, what's your experience in that field that you specified to make it clear for these potential LPs that are among the audience that will be your, probably and most likely, your target for being here. This is really the place to have to engage with LPs. I speak in different conferences worldwide on macroeconomics, geopolitics, ESG, and all that stuff. But my first public speaking event was with Family Office Club many years ago. And the loyalty is not going to change. We make friends for life, and that's how it's going to be. We're going to go back to you, sir, while you're here. Who you like to engage with, what's the size of the investments, what the financial structure of the asset or of the investment that you are here to share with people. Is it a fund? Is it co-GP? Or just tell us so people know how to engage with you after we get off the stage. Go ahead. You have your next 2 minutes.
Okay, great. Thank you. So really, I have two hats. I'm primarily here as a private investor, so I'm here to make relationships. I think some folks talked about things happening too quick. I know the capital raising side of things. I know the way the economy is. There's a lot of deals, good deals. Capital raising is not easy. And we want to approach folks quickly and jump to the deal. But I like to have a conversation human to human, going back to authenticity. I want to get to know people, good people. There's a lot of characters in this world and in this industry. I just want to partner with great people. So I wear that hat. I also do work for a family office asset management firm called BeQuest. We have a few asset classes we get into, and we talk about niche investing. One of the niches is we do mortgage notes. So we purchase non-performing notes off the secondary market at a discount, maybe around 60, 62 cents on the dollar. We have a collection team that moves them up into performing. They collect on about 97% collection ratio, move that over into an income fund where we pull in LPs or investors at an attractive 10 to 11% annual preferred return that's offered monthly. I like wearing both hats because I understand the operation of it. I trust the GPs. They're in heavily on it. We don't rely too much on external investors to do it, but we do pull them in. As a private investor, I like it because I have a very broad residential real estate portfolio, and I own those assets. But those of you who do that kind of thing, you know there's volatility. You get surprises and those kind of things. So where I like to pull in an investment like the notes or an income fund or something like that, it's consistent and predictable. So I can smooth out that variability so I have a very reliable passive income stream. The other side on growth, I like to fuel some of my growth opportunities through that passive income, so it takes some of that anxiety off the table when you're going into an asset class Beautiful. You're not as familiar with. Thank you.
Thank you. We might have some time. We'll come back to you. If you didn't finish your thought, we will come back to you. That's the purpose, of being equitable. Mark, why did you call it part-time investors?
Yeah, so part-time investors. I have a few small companies, part-time investors. It's because most of all, again, I'm a chemist, so I've been a part-time investor for a long time. Maybe I'll say something politically incorrect. The boring stuff is all the LP things, all the real estate. It's not boring to see the net worth grow, but that stuff, you know, I'm not even read off the nine categories what I'm involved in. I might even get with Andrew here on one of his next projects. But the exciting stuff that I like when it comes to the verticals is I like to be a first mover. So in the area of phase transfer catalysis, again, you guys are not going to be interested in it. I'm the number one expert in the world. I've helped companies save more than $200 million a year. I stopped counting 20 years ago, provided services in 39 countries on site in 300 cities. It was a first mover. We have a lot of good stuff going on. It's really, really good. Now, with this happiness thing, I'm also trying to be a... I didn't know I was a first mover, so I invented the first objective metric for happiness. Didn't know that until I went into ChatGPT and I asked to find all my competitors where it said there are no objective metrics, and here are the five subjective metrics. So I have this extremely simple objective metric for happiness, and the business, there's no business. I have a TED talk on this. We created an app, wrote a book. Book is just about to come out, and all the content is there. There's no structure because there's no business. And we'll talk about a little bit later what we're looking for, or I can even just to preface here, I'm looking for some people that have an uncontrollable passion to build a business from zero, and somebody who has an uncontrollable passion for digital marketing and do good while doing well. So that's, trying to just, figure this out. There's no business structure, there's no business. I just created all the content, and if it generates a lot of money, that's nice. If it doesn't, that's fine too. Have a good time.
Thank you, Mark. Justice?
You sound extremely happy.
Yeah, you can go ahead. I'll just show the numbers. So today, I'm at 89. So, which is lower.
Can you repeat the question as well? Sorry.
The question is, after you introduce yourself before, now tell us about the structure of how the investment that you are seeking, or the investment you are offering, and the type of investors you are
expecting. Sure. So, yeah, great question. So I out of college, I became a professional money manager at a few firms, including Macquarie Investment Bank. So most of the adult life, I've been professionally managing money. We've done a tremendous job at doing so. When I started Fortuna in 2015, we actually stopped taking outside money. So it's all internal family office, internal money now. So I guess it's easy in the sense that I'm not asking for anything. I'm certainly not asking for money because we're a closed fund. But what we are looking for is we are looking for great ideas, great people, great deal flow, things that are a little bit different by nature. We don't like to be in the middle of the pack. I think it's good for some people, but certainly not for us. We are really shooting for outsized returns. So by default, you've got to be a bit unusual or maybe outstanding. Outstanding is somebody who stands out. And so we're looking for all sorts of amazing entrepreneurs. Again, I'm from Canada. I moved down here. This is the most beautiful country in the world. It's got the best institutions, whether that's banking, education. It's got so many great attributes and great innovators. And so I guess my invitation to you is, if either yourselves or your friends or colleagues that do have very interesting, unique ideas, they don't have to have, $100 million in revenue, and we stay out of real estate and things like that are, I don't say boring, but they're pretty basic. And so we're game-changing individuals. We swing the bat well. Sometimes we strike out, and sometimes we hit the ball over the fence. And when we hit it over the fence, there's nothing like it in the world.
Thank you, Justice. Anna?
So luxury goods, like, people always, it either glazes over their eyes or they're intrigued because they get it, the craftsmanship. And if you read KKR, Carlyle, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, even Merrill Lynch's report, it's not recession-proof, but it's not going to be affected by the recession, because the people buying luxury goods are people that are not affected by the recession. And it's all about exclusivity. It's about economics and psychology. So that being said, like, there was this one deal met in Southampton that I have been working on for a while, and it's one, every aspect has its luxury aspect of it, a Birkin bag, a Bugatti, everything. But this is the one that's missing the void, and it's actually headphones. So I just really fell in love with this whole thing, and I jump in the pool with my AirPods. Like, I don't even listen to music really. So it's really rare that I cared about it, but I do. And so I think that's a really interesting aspect of it. And I've gotten very involved with their advisory board and everything. But we are looking for, pre-seed. Well, I'm looking for, maybe not the CIO of the company or the family office, but I'm looking for very innovative, very different types of investments that kind of fall not within the line of being agnostic and conservative. We have enough dry powder for that. Yeah. So if you guys have anything super exciting, let me know. Even if it's pre-EBITDA, I will take it, take a look at it.
Done, Anna. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Thank you, Andrew. Go for it.
I know I had 4 seconds left.
So I'm on a stage with individuals who are doing Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and I'm just humbled because we are boring. Okay, what we do is boring. Okay, it's okay. It's actually not that boring. It makes me happy.
He can help it.
Then. He can help me.
People are into boring.
Later on, you'll help me, and we'll be happy together.
So Andrew,
what I do is boring.
Andrew, let me ask you. So, what is your vertical?
Motel to apartment conversions.
Beautiful.
So, what we do is real estate, and it's not totally boring. But what we offer is what you see across the space. I mentioned seller finance before. Historically, we've offered an 8% plus pref, an 80-20 split, which is adjustable. We ask investors to invest directly into our deals. We can custom build a deal just for you. We've worked with a previous family office that wants to do multiple deals with us again and again because they just love the type of upside that they're seeing. And we're in and out of the deal really quick. A lot of multifamily operators are in deals for a long time. Our deals are fast. You know, we're not ground-up development. We don't have to go entitle the land. We don't have to jump through hoops. You know, we're adding kitchens to motel rooms. That's what we're doing. Now, we do have to work with the city a bit, but most of the time, the city's pretty amicable. When you show up to a property in a highly dense location that is trouble, and you say, hey, we want to put $1 million into the property. They go, oh, please. What else do you want? You want grants? Yeah. So what we do is pretty advantageous. It's fairly simple. The concept is even easier to understand, and it doesn't take much time at all. I mean, this could take anywhere from 6 months, 4 months, I should say, 4 to 6 months if it's a smaller deal, up to 18 months, and that's full cycle.
Thank you. Real estate, commercial real estate is not boring. Maybe boring for Andrew, but for us, we made billions of dollars.
Boring's good.
It's not boring. All right, Alex, let's hear it.
Sure. So I've been to several of these super summits, and the reason I'm here is to build relationships, to learn and to share, and to just be able to share the information and learn more. We've functioned, generally speaking, in the GPLP. We've had some co-GP relationships also. We like the C37 and C31 SEC exempt structures for our funds, and those allow us some latitude and do not require registration. Those are geared, generally speaking, to accredited investors in one case. I think that the C31 and the C37s are for qualified purchasers and higher. Currently, we're developing a private credit fund for motion picture production. I'm sure a lot of people don't realize it, but many films are financed on the basis of distribution rights that are bankable contracts. And so we're using that as a lever to finance more content, which, as you know, is growing tremendously. As I mentioned before, material science is also a big interest. Without materials, there is no advancement in technology. We're looking at some nanomaterials that will increase the strength of aluminum by 70%. So you have a combination of the strength of steel with the weight of aluminum. In addition to that, we've also been looking at some water type technologies that clean water, and waste to energy is also been something on my radar since 2017, I think. I met some people here at this conference, and we started looking at that technology and have been continuing to look at it very closely.
Thank you, Alex. Andrew, it's your...
We have a program that some of you might be interested in called the 140% Real Estate Program. The program can be used for other asset classes as well. But we give you 140% of the appraised value of your real estate. If it's a development, we'll give you 140% of that future value of that development. For example, let's say you have a, you're developing the real estate and it's going to be a $100 million commercial property building. You would then get $140 million worth of value to then go and purchase our token. So you get our tokens at 50 cents a token right now, so you get 280 million tokens. Now, if it's fully completed, you would get those issued immediately. If it's not completed, you would get a portion of it similar to the completion of the building. So we'd give you some up front, then you'd have some, say, 50% of the completion of the building and the remaining when you complete it. What really makes us unique is that this portfolio of assets that we're saying we're asset-backed, but we're public reporting. So you actually don't have to believe anything I'm saying about the assets. You can go look up the assets that are backing our token on the SEC website. In addition, we're audited. So our auditor hires a valuation firm. That valuation firm then opines on the assets that are included in this portfolio. So ultimately, if the auditor says, hey, Andrew, I say the asset as the CFO is worth $600 million, but if the auditor says it's $300 million, $300 million is what goes on the balance sheet, and that's the value of the asset that's backing us. There's two million plus cryptos on the market. We actually think we're probably the only one that's going to have over $1 billion of assets that's public reporting and audited.
Thank you. Do we have a few more minutes?
About 2 minutes.
2 minutes? I can't hear you.
1 minute, 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. James, I'd like to go back to you and make one more run with a fast question for all of you with a very short answer. We all business people wake up every morning with a checklist, with an agenda and a target. The end of the day, we ask ourselves if we were in the game that day. We're going to start from you. Why did you come here? Did you accomplish your target?
Oh, absolutely. I've met some incredible people here, so thank you. Thank you for having me.
Beautiful.
Every time I come to the Family Office Club, this is actually the seventh time I'm on stage here. It's great because I come here for usually four reasons. One is to increase deal flow, although it's already at 300 per year, so it's more than I can imagine. Screen best-in-class sponsors, and here we got Andrew sitting here. Another is to just get perspectives behind ultra-high net worth individuals, which is fantastic. And the number four is to have fun, and I really have a lot of fun. I just love meeting all the people here. It's great. So yes, I achieved my goals here. I love Family Office Club events.
Beautiful.
I'm not Santa Cruz Richards here.
Thank you. Justice, is this your first time?
Yeah, it's my first time here, and I'm absolutely blown away with the amount of people. I haven't had necessarily a chance to speak to that many folks because I just came this morning. I am going to stay the afternoon, so I look forward to meeting a bunch of folks in person. And yeah, outstanding event, great venue, great people, great host.
Beautiful.
Same. This is the first time I've attended. Only if my Instagram DMs would blow up a little higher than this app, that would be great. But thank you, Richard, for allowing me to come, and Laura. Really appreciate it. I've made great connections, and it's all a relationship game. It is not a short thing, you know. You don't have someone sign a subdoc in 5 seconds. So I've made some great connections here, and I'm really appreciative that we had this event.
Beautiful. Andrew?
Relationship capital is much more important than actual capital itself, and this is my fifth time being here, so I did accomplish my goal coming here today to build and nourish those relationships that I've been building for the past five times I've been here, and the only way to really build meaningful long-term relationships is to continually come back again and again. Richard, you did a great job.
Beautiful. Alex?
I generally start my days without any preconceived notions, but the amount of relationships and everything that's going on here has been so overwhelming, I doubt that I'm going to be able to process that in one day. So give me about a week and I'll tell you what the outcome is.
Our goal is just to increase the market awareness and tell you about our firm. You know, we're happy to say we've achieved that and more at this conference.
Beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, really, I really like I'd like you to, with me, to thank all these beautiful panelists that they came here to share, and thank you.
Join the Family Office Club by visiting familyoffices.com. We look forward to seeing you at our next live event.